Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Have you ever wondered whether a single gospel tract left on a table or park bench could really make the difference in someone's life? It did for Moody Bible Institute's president, Dr. Paul Nyquist. It's a seed that was planted in his heart that God has used to grow in such a way that under his leadership at Moody Bible Institute, millions, yes, millions are impacted with the message of Jesus Christ every single day. He joins us from Chicago along with my good friend, Rick Rogers, who is the regional representative of Moody Bible Institute. Rick is in studio with me. And we pause at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio show is to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you have never met Christ, if you have never opened your heart to Jesus, this is a great moment for you to know the love of God and know the one who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his precious blood on that cross, who was buried, and who rose again on the third day. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, no matter what challenge or how daunting a task might be before you, even if you feel your back is against the wall, the Lord loves you and knows you. Would you open your heart to Christ? And perhaps you already walk with the Lord and you're growing in your faith, maybe at a certain phase of your development and growth. We're here to encourage you, to build you up. And Dr. Nyquist is here to share from his life. Dr. Paul Nyquist, he's been the president of Moody Bible Institute since 2009 and has led the organization with the strong vision of going across the globe, cultures, and generations to equip people with the truth of God's word using technology in an agile and innovative community. Moody is well known for its undergraduate school, theological seminary, and distance learning, along with media ministries that include Moody Radio and Moody Publishers. Dr. Nyquist graduated from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln with a Bachelor of Science degree in Architectural Studies, and he received a THM and PhD in Systematic Theology from Dallas Theological Seminary. He's author of There Is No Time, and his recent book, which was released in February of 2013, The Post-Church Christian, a generational dialogue between him and his son Carson on faith, leadership, and the future of the church. He and his wife Cheryl have been married for 32 years and are the parents of four grown children, three of whom attended Moody Bible Institute. Dr. Nyquist, welcome to our show.
Oh, Danny, it is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for inviting me to be part of your show.
Doctor, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Nebraska, Danny. I grew up in Omaha. Actually, it was a suburb, a small town outside of Omaha. And my parents still live there. They're in the same house they've been in for the last 50 years. So a very stable home growing up there in the middle of the heartland.
Take us there for a moment. What was it like growing up in the middle of the heartland?
Well, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and it was really Leave It to Beaver. You know, my dad worked the same job for 40 years. My mom was always home with me and the other four siblings. It was a very stable, moral life. You know, we were in church all the time. And so, you know, I think that's how I thought everybody grew up back then. Of course, that's changed a lot since then, but I thank God for the home, the values, the things that my parents and my home built into me. It was a real blessing.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, I would have to say my dad, Danny. I mean, he is still a big influence, and I thank God he's still alive. He just last week celebrated his 85th birthday, and this is a man who, without really being a spiritual leader, I mean, I was raised in a mainline denominational church, so I didn't hear a lot about the Bible growing up, even though we were a very moral family and all those things. But my dad still influenced me in just the values of life, a work ethic, of being honest, of relating well and being a friend to the people around you, you know, and being a devoted father and a husband. All those things I saw in my dad. There's nobody that has influenced my life more than my dad, and I still see him as a rock.
You know, there are moments when we reflect back. Was there a phrase, something Dad used to say to you all the time that still resonates with you today?
Oh, you know, he wasn't a man who spoke a lot. You know, he was a quiet man, a very friendly man. I mean, my dad is somebody that I think if I were to go back to that community where he's lived for 50, 60 years now, that you wouldn't find anybody that did not like my dad. He's almost, you know, impossible to not like. But he was not a man who of a lot of words. So he would influence me more by his actions than he would necessarily by his words. You know, he wouldn't say, I love you necessarily, but boy, did you know it by the way he lived out his life towards you. And so I probably was more influenced by how he lived than what he said.
The stalwarts of that generation had that quality, Doctor. They just, the character that they possessed and developed stands today as incredible role models. Dr. Nyquist, how did you become a Christian?
Oh, Danny, it's quite a story. Like I mentioned, I was raised in a mainline denominational church, and we were in church all the time. And yet, by the time I was a senior in high school, I was wondering, well, how do you know for sure you're going to heaven? I had done everything you could do in church. I mean, everything. And we were very faithful, but I didn't know for sure I was going to heaven. That bothered me. But I couldn't find anybody that could give me the answer to that. So I went off to college then, the University of Nebraska, as you mentioned, to become a rich and famous architect. And within the first month that I was there, actually the date, I still remember it, September 25th, 1972, it was a Sunday. I was walking through the dorm in which I lived. And there in the lobby, on the floor, was this little tract, a booklet. It said, Steps to Christ. Well, I'm a good religious boy, so I put it in my pocket and took it up my room later and just threw it on my desk. And later on that night, after I finished all my homework, my roommate was already fast asleep, I picked it up and started reading it. And I honestly, Danny, don't remember everything or anything it said, but I do remember that for the first time I understood how I could know for sure. And there, all by myself, I put my trust in Jesus Christ. Faith alone in Christ alone, and that's what I was looking for. And it changed my life. I got involved with a campus ministry on campus then, Campus Crusade for Christ, right after that, and they discipled me and taught me evangelism, all those things that you need as a young believer. And, you know, then that led me into a whole different realm of life that I never anticipated I'd go to. But it all started with that one tract on the floor. God used that in my life.
Today, somebody may be wondering, will it make a difference if I pass out a track, or in this case, even if one is on the ground? You are a testament of how God works through the faithfulness of some unknown person, but certainly known by the Lord, and you being a beneficiary of the marvelous grace of God. Doctor, what went on in you? You mentioned you didn't maybe grasp everything, but did something trigger in your heart that moved you at that time?
Well, there was a desire to again know, how was I going to know I'm going to heaven? I wanted that. I was a good religious boy. But I was trying to get there by doing good religious things. Mm. And then when you find out it's not based upon what you do, it's upon faith in Christ, his death for you on that cross that paid for your sins, that's how anybody gets into heaven. And, you know, it's like the light bulbs went on, the click went on. The things I didn't understand that nobody had completely told me before, I understood it. And I said, that's what I want. And so there's a peace that comes in. When you've been searching for a long time and you haven't found the answer, and then finally, you know, in a way maybe you never would have expected, you stumble across it. And there's a peace and a security that came over me at that time. That I remember writing my parents. I said, I found Jesus. I found what I'm looking for, you know, and I'm not sure they completely understood all of that, but I was very excited about this new faith.
In a world of unpredictable turmoil, in a life where today, perhaps you, dear friend, as you are hearing the story of Dr. Paul Nyquist, hearing about peace, and also understanding that there is a disconnect in relation to your own experience because of lack of peace. Lack of peace because of financial struggles, maybe a relational problem that has just overwhelmed you. Maybe a heartbreak because of either a broken relationship or because of the loss of someone, or fear because someone all of a sudden, unbeknownst to you, by shock, you realize they are ailing. Maybe you know someone who has been ravaged by a recent disaster, and there is no peace in your heart. Well, the Lord sends Dr. Paul Nyquist, the president of Moody Bible Institute, to share his story about how Christ has been the source of his peace, a peace that passes all understanding. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, more from Dr. Nyquist and the way that God has woven an intricate and beautiful tapestry of his life and positioned him in the place that he is to literally impact millions on a daily basis through the ministry of Moody Bible Institute and their various organizational ministries all over the world. I'm here with Rick Rogers. Rick is the regional representative of Moody Bible Institute. My friend, peace? Do you want peace? Do you have peace? You can have peace, like Dr. Nyquist, in Christ. Stay with us. We'll be back.
In the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paulimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Prior to Moody Bible Institute, he was the president and CEO of Avant Ministries. And before Avant, he served as senior pastor at two churches in the Midwest and on the board of directors for Avant Ministries, Philadelphia Biblical University, and Global Cross Global Link. He's also taught as an adjunct professor at Grace University in Omaha, Nebraska, and Phoenix Seminary in Scottsdale, Arizona. And speaking of Dr. Paul Nyquist, he's the president of Moody Bible Institute. To find out more about Dr. Nyquist and the vast ministry of Moody Bible Institute, go to moody.edu. Again, that's moody.edu. Dr. Nyquist, what do you attribute as the experience or experiences that most impacted your development as a leader?
Well, Danny, I don't know if I can point out one thing. It's really been a process. You know, as I look back on the journey God has taken me on, there's no way I could have predicted all the experiences that he brought into my life. And yet, as I look back, they were all so important. They're vital for, you know, giving me at least a little more perspective on the role I have now. I know in my life, I think of, you know, so many different books I've read. I really believe leaders are readers. And so I've tried to immerse myself in a lot of literature, reading on management and leadership issues. And in each position I've been in, it has been such a stretch. It's pulled me out of my comfort zone and given me new challenges that I never had anticipated before. And I think all that that helps grow you. You've never been through those before. You try and figure it out as you go through, and that's helpful. And then I'm somebody that asks questions. I love being around godly, mature leaders, grabbing some coffee with them and saying, okay, I'm here to just be a sponge. I want to ask you a lot of questions, see what I can learn. And so I just love doing that. And it never fails that there's some tidbit they share with me that just is the right thing I need to hear. So I don't know if I can point to one thing. It's been a combination of so many different things. But in each case, God has used those to kind of sharpen my saw a little bit here and make me maybe a little bit better leader than I was in the past.
I think when a student sees a mentor, a teacher, a leader living like a sponge, like you said, wanting to learn and grow, it's inspirational. It makes me want to do that too. Just hearing you, you know, and that you haven't stopped the development. You keep growing little by little, keep sharpening, like you said. What an inspiration that is.
I think, Danny, for me, when I was a young man and came to these shores in 1980 to go to Bible college, the Lord put some things in my life that I never would have dreamt possible. And one of the things that encouraged me was mentors in the ministry that said that they saw gifts in me to do what I was going to do someday. I didn't see it. And those that saw me and worked with me and mentored me, they said, we see this in you. And when the hard times came, and they do through the years, I relied a lot of times back on what I saw in my mentors saying to me in those early days. And so I thank the Lord for equipping me too.
Dr. Nyquist, how did you discover, as Rick speaks about God-given gifts, how did you discover your gifts, which you're using today at Moody?
Well, I would say, Danny, this was a process. I wish it would have been a thing where you could just unwrap a gift at the end of time, and there they are, and you know what they are, and you move forward. But that's usually not how it happens. You tend to discover them, I think, and that comes in a different ways, maybe a little bit for different people, but usually there's some kind of a passion or a burden that God has placed upon you where you really have a desire in certain areas. Maybe it's evangelism for those that are gifted in evangelism. Maybe it's teaching for those that are gifted in teaching. Maybe it's helps or compassion for those that have a desire to really minister to people in that way. But God's put that passion there, and there's a purpose for that, because He knows that He wants you to operate in an area where you have a heart to do so. He's not going to put you in an area. He's not going to gift you in something you don't like to do. He's going to give you that desire to do that. And then as you explore that area, you find out how much more you enjoy it. If you're gifted in that area, you're going to see that God's using you in these ways that you never would have expected. And then it's just a matter of getting more training, getting better at it. I mean, let's say you're gifted as a teacher. There's a lot of education and training that will make you a better teacher. If you're an evangelist, there's skills you can pick up to be better at an evangelist. So you want to take that gift after you've understood it and then hone it and hone it and hone it and make it just as sharp as you can possibly be, because God wants to use those sharpened gifts in His ministry. So I think as over a period of years, probably from when I was saved, going through seminary, that I began to understand maybe God has given me a teaching gift and probably something in the area of leadership, and I started to understand what those might look like. You explore them, that's what I've been developing ever since then.
Moody Bible Institute is so vital to the sharpening of the gifts, these raw gifts that God has given to people. Why do you feel, Dr. Nyquist, the ministry of Moody is so vital in the 21st century?
Well, we are all about equipping people with the truth of God's Word. We are about the Bible, helping people understand the Bible, teaching the Bible, and then knowing how they can live that out in their own lives. And, Danny, the need for that kind of training, that kind of equipping has never been as extreme as it is now. Biblical illiteracy continues to grow, and ignorance of God's Word continues to be more evident than ever before. And so the things that we do, and we are focused on this like a laser beam, the things that we do in equipping people for God with the truth of God's Word are more important now than they've ever been. Now, having said that, we're now trying to make sure that we take this equipping ministry that God has given to us in new areas around this world. We're trying to go, as you mentioned, across the globe and across cultures and across generations, because we feel like we have an obligation to take these resources that God has given to us at Moody and make sure we're equipping people for this unique time in history that He has placed us in here at the beginning of the 21st century.
A parent is listening today, and they have a burgeoning child, and they're considering the possibilities. They see the gifts. Rick talked about, you know, the gifts that others had affirmed that he had. We've spoken about that. You shared a little bit about it as well. But a parent is considering a possibility of where their child will go. And perhaps a child is listening, a teenager. What would you say, Dr. Nyquist, to someone who's considering where they would go for their further development, sharpening of skills in their education?
Well, if someone wants to be involved in vocational Christian ministry, and when we're saying that, we know that not everyone ends up in full-time Christian ministry. There could be other ways in which they're doing it on a lay capacity or bivocational. But if someone wants to give their life toward that, that's what Moody is all about. We are seeking to train people on the undergraduate level, on the seminary level, through distance learning, to be those workers for Jesus Christ around this world. And I tell people there is no place like Moody. I've had the chance to travel the world because of my missions background. I've had the chance to speak on campuses around the country. Moody is absolutely unique. It's a high-powered, world-class Bible college education that is second to none. And so if someone says, that's what I want to be, and I get it mixed with these students all over campus, there's over 1,600 of them on this campus, I'd sit down and talk to them, and why did you come to Moody? It's because I want to be serving Christ in ministry, and they then have a certain passion or burden. But over and over and over, that's what we have here. And if somebody's out there and that's what they're interested in, then, you know, there isn't any other place like Moody that they could find. And we would invite them to consider Moody as a possibility.
Moody Bible Institute. You can find out more at moody.edu. That's moody.edu. You're listening to Dr. Paul Nyquist, the president of Moody Bible Institute, sharing the uniqueness. No place like Moody Bible Institute. The legacy, of course, speaks of the names, Moody's namesake, D.L. Moody, Dwight Lyman Moody, the great evangelist. And the legacy that has carried on to this very day and will continue on in growing measure under the leadership of the likes of Dr. Paul Nyquist and his team, his staff, his leaders, his professors, his teachers. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, hey, you know, these moments, they're crossroad moments when we have to make decisions. Decisions that could really change our lives, could change the life of our family. Because we are placed in a situation, in an environment that fans the flame of passion and a God-given calling to serve the Lord, aligned with the gifts, interests that He has divinely placed within us. Moody Bible Institute is that place where you can develop and grow and be used by God. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Gary Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
You come to a place in life where a decision has to be made about your own development. Hey, we're all interested in becoming better, aren't we? Certainly the Lord is interested in you becoming all that He has created you to be. And the Lord sets up certain places, certain opportunities, wherein if you go there, and very often He'll lead you and He'll provide the way for you to go there from various means. But when you're there, it becomes like a greenhouse, this environment, and you grow in ways almost like you sprout up in ways that you couldn't have never imagined. In fact, sometimes it's even hard to explain what happened. But the marvel of it all is that you experience incredible growth. And that, for what purpose? To be used by God even more than you would have ever thought was possible. I'm speaking of a place like that. Today, specifically, Moody Bible Institute. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm here with Rick Rogers, who's in studio with me. He's the regional representative of Moody. And we have with us from Chicago, we're privileged to have with us Dr. Paul Nyquist, the president of Moody Bible Institute. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get this program in its entirety. We've been talking about how Dr. Nyquist actually became a Christian, incredible story, and how Moody has been growing and vibrant today in the 21st century. To find out more about that, free podcast available for you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'd encourage you to grab a hold of that and share it with a friend. To find out more about Moody, moody.edu. Simple, isn't it? Moody.edu. Dr. Nyquist, what are some of the most compelling aspects of Moody Bible Institute today?
Oh, Danny, this is such an exciting place to serve. You know, Moody, as you probably know in the past, had really been a pioneer in so many areas of ministry. I mean, Dwight L. Moody started publishing in 1894 because he couldn't find a place that would give him inexpensive materials to hand out to new converts. We were one of the very first ones into Christian radio in 1926. We did science films in the 1950s. I mean, we've always been on the front edge, and we're doing some things now that are really on the front edge that I'm excited about. For instance, we are the first Bible college in the country to offer now what we're calling a human exploitation major. It's giving a major for students who want to minister in the human sex trafficking trade to rescue people out of that international network. And so we're training students on how to do that. It's one of our majors here. We're real excited about that. Another thing we're doing, because we live in Chicago with 8 million people and all the diversity that's present in this city, we have what's called an urban residential cohort program where our students for the final year can live with four or five other students right in the middle of an ethnic community, and they're doing ministry cross-culturally 24/7, pairing up with another ministry or a parachurch ministry in that community, and it is absolutely changing their lives. Another thing we're doing as it relates to media is we're developing new internet streams now, Danny, that are going into different areas of the world. For instance, we have one that's called Urban Praise that is just going off the charts. We're hearing from people all over the world that's reaching into the urban centers of this of the world with music and ministry through the internet. And that's just some of the things we're doing that's really exciting, that I think is captivating our people right now.
To be cutting edge, what do you feel it takes to stay on the edge? I mean, it seems like Mr. Moody was a cutting edge leader of his time. What does it take to stay on that cutting edge here in the 21st century?
Well, you're right. Mr. Moody was an entrepreneur. He was an innovator, and you know, he did a lot with in a short period of time. I think today what it helps to stay on the edge is you have to be willing to take risk and fail at times. You're going to be trying things that maybe you've never done before, or anybody else has ever done before. So you're going to be experimenting. You're taking risk, and some of those aren't going to work out. And you have to be comfortable with that. Because if you're not comfortable with failing, you're not going to take enough risk to really get out there on the front edge. So I think it takes part of that. You don't bet the whole farm, but you try some things in a small setting to see if this might be something that God might be able to use. Then beyond that, you take that risk-fail initiative, and you put that with a good vision of a good dose of vision and faith, and say, God, you know, if you're in this, you know, help this to succeed in some way that goes beyond us. And you know, God's usually got much bigger plans than what we have. And so he is able then to go exceedingly abundantly beyond what we could ever ask or think, as he always does. And it becomes something that you could only say is a God thing and not something that you thought of. And that's when it becomes the most fun.
Doctor, let's spend a few moments with our listeners right now. You spoke about risking. You spoke about risk and failure, or failure in relation to risk. Mm-hmm. How necessary that is for growth and development. Some might even say innovation. Someone today has risked, and they have failed. And they're demoralized because of it. Maybe we could even say beyond disappointment. What would you say to someone who has tried, it didn't work out, maybe it got worse than they thought it would? In a moment of discouragement or demoralization, what would you say to someone in that condition?
Well, you know, we all go through those difficult times, Danny, and I've certainly had them as well. And so, first of all, they're not alone. Yeah, it's part of this human experience that we have here. And if they're going through one of those difficult times, they're discouraged, they're despairing, they're demoralized, I'd like to say a couple things to them. If they're out there in the islands and they're going through that right now, first, I would say, you know, if they're not yet a believer, if they don't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, that is the most important, urgent thing that they need to come to grips with in their life. They need to have a real personal connection with the God of this universe. He loves them, and he loves them so much he sent his son to die for them. And he offers them that free gift of salvation, forgiveness of sins, the hope of eternal life, all just by someone saying, I believe this, I put my trust in Jesus Christ. Well, just like I did when I was a freshman at the University of Nebraska. So if someone's going through a difficult time right now out there on the islands, and they don't know yet Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, that's the first thing that needs to happen. Everything else would be a band-aid. Everything else might make them happy for a moment, but this is what's going to give them real peace and joy. But if they're already a believer, then I guess what I would say are two things. First, immerse yourself in the Word. Keep in the Word of God. Especially, I would say, immerse yourself in the Psalms. Because when you read through the Psalms, you hear the heart of the psalmist. Most of the time it's David, who's just speaking very honestly to God, saying, "This hurts. This is hard. I'm struggling here. And sometimes I don't even know I feel like you're around. How long, O Lord, are you going to let me do this?" And that's this real, authentic expression to God. And the Psalms are filled with them. And you can just read through the Psalms. You can pray those Psalms back. You can express that to God. And God knows what you're feeling. He knows your heart. He knows everything about you. But it's a great way of putting voice to that. And then secondly, I would say not only immerse yourself in the Word, but make sure you stay in community. Stay in community. Don't isolate yourself. And that tends to be our tendency, I think, as human beings, just like Adam and Eve did after they sinned in the garden. You know, we tend to isolate ourselves, maybe step away from people. And God intends us to go through these difficult times in community with other believers and allow them to minister to you at this time, to encourage you, support you, and be there for you in all the one another passages that are talked about in the New Testament. So immerse yourself in the Word. Stay in community. And I think those are the things that God tends to use to help all of us when we're going through those difficult times.
Dr. Nyquist, what a word of hope you just shared. Doctor, could you lead in a prayer for our dear friend right now who's going through that? And, you've really shared it not only from your heart, but in such a way, it's easy to grab hold of it. Could you pray, Doctor?
Oh, I will. I'd love to.
Please.
Father, right now, we just bring before you those who might be listening to this very broadcast, and they know they're going through some very difficult times. It's hard. It might be health-related. It might be finances. It could have to do with family or many other things that just create a burden. Mm-hmm. That is weighing them down. And we all know we've all been through those. I just pray for them right now. And if they are not yet a believer in Jesus Christ, I pray, Father, that something they hear on this radio program will cause them to investigate the claims of Christ, to find out truly what the gospel presents to them and hope in Jesus Christ, and that they will come to faith. And then if there are some believers out there, Father, that are struggling and just going through those hard, dark times, Father, minister to them through the Word. Use your Word through your Spirit to put that balm on their souls and bring healing. And then use other believers. The body that you've created, we are intended to be operating as a body where each one is using their gifts for the benefit of the others to edify each other. And I pray they will experience that in ways they never would have imagined. And Father, as a result of that, they then will in the future be able to minister to others. So we bring them before you, Father. You know their needs, and nothing is too difficult for you. You are able to meet every need in their life out of your love and goodness. We bring them to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. A word of hope, a prayer to stand with you, dear friend, at this moment in life. And we all face those times of discouragement, but Lord sends Dr. Paul Nyquist from Moody Bible Institute to share this word of encouragement and to pray for you. Find out more about Moody Bible Institute, moody.edu. That's moody.edu.
Most of the people will not hear the students cheering when you come to the platform in chapel to share, and most of the people won't see a tear in your eye at Founders Week when thousands are listening to a moving message. But the question before me here is, what is the most fulfilling aspect of being president of Moody, Dr. Nyquist?
Oh, there's so many things, Rick, that just fill my cup up here, but I would probably have to keep going back to my time just hanging out with these students. God gives us incredible students. I tell people as I travel the country that we get the cream of the cream here at Moody. And so when I get a chance to just rub shoulders with them, I was just down at lunch with them today. I was sitting at a group of international students. We have 272 students from 60 different countries, and so it's a very rich, diverse environment. And I was sitting at a table full of them today at lunch and just talking to them again and enjoying that and hearing their hearts. That is the most fulfilling part of it, because that's why I do what I do, because I know that these students are going to be making a difference in the world. And I can, that keeps me going on when maybe I get a little tired or weary. I think of those students.
Well, they are making a difference. They have made a difference. The alumni of Moody is vast, and they will continue to make a difference. Moody Bible Institute, Dr. Paul Nyquist is here with us. Find out more about Moody at moody.edu. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back in our closing moments with the president of Moody, Dr. Paul Nyquist, personal time of sharing. Hey, we talked about ministry through discouragement, but the Word, a favorite scripture verse. Dr. Nyquist, I want to know what your favorite scripture verse is, and what would you say to someone who needs a boost today? We want to build people up, and we will. And I know God is going to use you to do just that. You want to stay with us, because encouragement, inspiration is coming. More with Dr. Paul Nyquist.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Tell all the changes of life. And how do you figure out what to do next? If you're a follower of Christ, even then, it's not all that easy. How do you navigate change? What about when an opportunity comes for you that maybe you didn't foresee, and it takes you to another level, but you've got to make a choice? Well, these things and more can be spoken about with great fluency by Dr. Paul Nyquist. He's the president of Moody Bible Institute. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Rick Rogers is in studio with me, Dr. Nyquist, by phone from Chicago. And to find out more about our program, to get our resources, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. To find out about Moody, moody.edu. Again, moody.edu. Dr. Nyquist, your call to serve at Moody Bible Institute, what was that transition like? How did you make the decision?
Well, that was not an easy one, Danny. As you mentioned in the opening, I was previously the president of an international mission agency based in Kansas City, Missouri, and I loved what I was doing down there. I had a great team. I was seeing how God was working around the world through our missionaries. I had just built my wife her dream house on this acreage. I was only 3 hours from my parents. I was able to keep track of them. I had one stop sign on my way to work. I mean, it was just, you know, it's one of those settings where you go, this is really, really good. I was enjoying everything about it. And then Moody called. As I learned more and more about this position and what it required, I knew this was going to be a radical change. Moving to downtown Chicago, moving to this incredibly complex, complicated organization with a lot of different moving parts, having more demands put upon my life than at any other time before, having more challenges than I've ever faced before, and you just go, wow. Do I really want to make that kind of change? And they put me through a lot of assessments and examinations and interviews. And so, you know, when they offered me the position, I knew that, okay, they knew what they're getting because they knew me better than I probably knew me at that moment. But I still said, give me 48 hours. I need to go back and pray about this one more time. And what I did, Danny, is I went back to the headquarters where I served in Kansas City, Missouri, went out the next day at lunch in the midst of a lot of trees with my Bible. And I was just praying about this because I said, do I really want to make this kind of change? And the scripture God brought to my mind was Joshua chapter 1. Now, Danny, I've preached through Joshua. I've preached that message before. And in Joshua chapter 1, three times, God says to Joshua, who is scared to death because he's now having to follow Moses, who had been this incredible leader, and Joshua felt less than qualified to step into those shoes. And three times God says to him, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Just as I have been with Moses, so I'll also be with you. And as I opened up the Word and looked at those words again, I said, okay, God, I get it. I get it. And went back in and called the Board of Trustees and said, okay, I'm in. And it was so clear that that's what God wanted me to do. And he took his Word and used it in my life at a particular time when I needed that.
Doctor, how did Cheryl respond? I mean, you know, you just built her the house. I mean, talk one stoplight. How did she respond to, or how did she go through the process?
Well, you know, it was a process for her as well. You know, at the very, very beginning, she wasn't too sure that she wanted to do this. I think she'd be honest with you on that. But by the time we'd gone through the several months of interviews and all the things that were involved, she was absolutely convinced this is what we needed to do. So God did that same work in her life that he did in mine. And so we were together at that end, and she knew this was what we were going to do. and she is enjoying it as much as me. We live right across the street from campus. She is mentoring some of the women students. She's involved with what's going on campus, and she's loving it.
You talk about process, and wow, what a wonderful process it sounds like it was. And you speak of the value of process. Sometimes we circumvent things, short-circuit things, mm-hmm. but the value of process.
Dr. Nyquist, since our middle name is Bible, what is your favorite scripture and why today?
Oh, my. Oh, my. You know, that is really, you're talking to a theologian here now, okay? I mean, just to say which is my favorite scripture, you know, that's not an easy thing to pick out. But when I get a chance to you know, I have book signings and things like that, when I sign my name in books, the verse I put with it is Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. I mean, that's where I want to be in my life, that I might truly know him and, you know, that power that comes through knowing his resurrection and what comes through the fellowship, that sharing in his sufferings. So that, you know, that's probably my favorite verse right now, I'd say, Rick.
Right
now. You know, and as God takes me on the journey, there may be other verses that become much more sweet to me, but that one's a very special one to me now.
A parting shot. We've got about a minute left, Dr. Nyquist. A parting shot to a listener today who is just needs a word of hope, a word of encouragement from the Lord.
I think what happened with the Israelites is they were coming out of the land of Egypt. They're in the wilderness. The grumbling starts. And Moses is wondering to God, you know, what am I going to do with all these people? You know, they want meat, not manna. You know, how am I going to, you know, what's going to happen? And God says, is anything too difficult for me? Has my arm grown short? Oh, no, Moses. No, you just sit back and watch what I'm going to do. And whatever they're going through, it's not too big for God. Nothing is too difficult for him. He has not lost one ounce of power, and he is able to meet whatever need that they have in their life if they bring it to him. And that's a good place to leave it.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Nyquist, thank you. Your time, there's many demands on you and on your time, so thank you for your generosity and graciousness to spend this moment with us to share heart to heart with our dear listeners. Thank you.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Danny. Thank you so much for inviting me, and we'll wish God's richest blessings on you as you continue to minister there in the islands.
I hope you've been encouraged today by these rare insights. Poignant, indeed, from our guest, Dr. Paul Nyquist and Rick Rogers. You can find out more about them in the ministry of Moody Bible Institute at moody.edu. You know, God's timing, it's perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got something there for you. And to help with your financial support, to make a donation, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click partners. Matthew 24:14 says, And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest, Dr. Paul Nyquist and Rick Rogers. Find out more at moody.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.